Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The sheriff's office received a call on Tuesday regarding the theft of water from Bridgeville Elementary School. The superintendent told deputies that a maintenance worker checked the school's 20,000-gallon water tank and found it to be completely drained. And since the school had no running water, classes were canceled and the school was closed. Upon further investigation, tire tracks were located in a field on the south side of the school. It is believed that the suspects took a garden hose from the school, used it to drain the water, and siphoned it into a large truck with water tanks. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. With wildfires having scorched tens of thousands of acres to the north and east, local tribes have been severely impacted. And last week, the federal government stepped in with assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which declared a federal disaster in the area. FEMA funds will be available to the Kurok tribe for damage done during the wildfires that swept through and around tribal lands in late July and early August. The funding will be used to pay for the costs associated with fighting the fires, as well as for any damage done to equipment or structures. Stephen de Blasio has been named as the federal coordinator, and further funding for the Kurok tribe could be made available if it is warranted following further damage assessments. The Arcata City Council approved a ban on the use of plastic bags by retailers in the city at Wednesday night's meeting. The plastic bag ban, a measure being considered by cities and counties across the state, will affect supermarkets, pharmacies, convenience stores, and liquor stores, regardless of size. Food establishments are exempt for now, pending the outcome of a lawsuit in San Francisco, and the ban was introduced as a way to reduce waste, litter, and pollution of local waterways. Customers will have to pay for the use of paper bags, with the store keeping the profit from the sale of those bags. The ban goes into effect in February of 2014. And fire crews continued the battle against the Corral fire burning in the Trinity Alps that has scorched over 12,000 acres and currently stands at 56% containment. Over 1,000 personnel are on scene, and thanks to favorable weather conditions, it is safer for hand crews to construct direct lines. Crews will be utilizing coyote tactics, which means that they will be packing everything they need for several days and hiking into remote areas in order to battle the blaze. Aircraft have dropped over 500,000 gallons of water on or near the perimeter of the fire, contributing to the increase in containment. And 68-year-old Eureka resident Richard Stevens suffered fatal injuries in a single-vehicle motorcycle crash on Highway 101 southbound on Tuesday afternoon. Stevens was just south of the Mill Creek campground when, for reasons still under investigation, he passed a vehicle headed south and he lost control of his bike. Stevens rode up an embankment, hit a tree, and was thrown back into the roadway, sustaining fatal injuries. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 on Tuesday in favor of cutting ties with the state of California, primarily due to a lack of attention from Sacramento. Many believe that state lawmakers ignore the needs of rural communities, and the vote is the first step in a process to create a new state that would be called Jefferson. County Supervisor Rex Bone commented on how legislators in the Capitol seem to focus on issues that affect urbanized areas.
It doesn't seem like a lot of these issues that are faced in the urban areas, the large urban areas, seem to bother us as much. I mean, we have to live by the air quality standards that are given to us because of the LA Bay Area basins that have a lot of that, those efforts down there.
Bone pointed out that the issue of water rights could be a tipping point for the Siskiyou County residents.
Siskiyou County, one of their things was a judge out of L.A. was deciding their water rights and the dams and everything else, and they felt they had more of a say-so in their water rights because it affects them so much, and they felt like that they had just been passed over.
It remains to be seen if Siskiyou County will be successful in its plan to split from the state of California. They still require approval from the state legislature and the U.S. Congress. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.